Happiness is a wonderful feeling in me now. Happiness is in me now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Happiness is the music of my heart. And as a philosopher, pay attention to the happiness that is at the heart of me. My life is very exciting. My life is very fulfilling. My life is very rewarding, because happiness is everything I wanted to be, for I am the creator of the happiness in my life, from the first little smidgen of it to the gigantic movement of it all over the universe. We have Heinz Hertley visiting us from New Zealand, also Switzerland, and he's been working on our tablet computer. He's been having himself a happy time. He's working on the computer and on the tablet aspect of it, learning how to use it to do crazy things. And he's taking the paintbrush and he's swooshing around with this electronic paintbrush, and he is causing swirls, and he's causing eddies and currents. He's causing beautiful paintings that many of the painters over the years would love to have created in the instantaneous manner that Heinz is doing it. And he's taking his palette and just having the time of his life. And he's creating these, and he says, I must save them, they're so wonderful, I must save them. But will he save them all? No, he won't. He cannot save them, because there's a happiness that came to him at one moment when that painting or picture or when that video came out in just that way, and then a second later he touched the screen and it changed. And the happiness that he had of that one moment changes into perhaps another happiness. And probably, quite likely, it does. Not only probably, it does. Because happiness is a continually growing, moving, dynamic force in our life. Happiness is not something static. It's not something that just stays for a moment and is that thought or that thing or that experience. Happiness is the total picture of life. And the degree, the dimension, the intensity of happiness is constantly changing. It's constantly revealing itself as magic everywhere in our thinking, in our living, in our being. Every moment of our life, our body is changing. The cells fluff off as they make room for new cells that come from beneath them. And what happens? Where do these new cells come from? They come in the same attitude that we had before. And if we have a sad attitude, we have sad cells coming into our life, and sad experiences from these cells, and unhappy experiences from these cells. And if we have a happy life, then we are sending the message to our cell creative self that we only create happy cells in our body, healthy cells in our body, wonderful cells in our body, exciting cells in our body, young cells in our body, eternal cells. What a wonderful thought to think. Happiness does some pretty powerful things if we will give it a chance. Now, we know sad sacks, we know glum people, not very many of them, but we know one or two, and as we do, we think, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be glum and sad. I don't want to be unhappy. I want to be happy. And so we start thinking happy thoughts, and we start doing happy actions, and we start expressing happiness in all that we do. And in the process, the magic of our inner creative forces, of our dynamic inner self, the divine within us. The divine says, hey, you want to be happy? Wow, that's a nice game to play. The divine in us says, oh, you want to be sad and sick? Sure, that's up to you. Okay, you're the master. You can have sadness and sickness if you want, but whatever is your choice. I don't say one is right and one is wrong. It's up to you. to figure it out for yourself, Dad. So I say to myself, okay, it's up to me. So I am going to be happy. I am going to think happy thoughts. I'm going to have a happy, 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 happy body, a happy, 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 happy mind, a happy, happy, happy allness about me. I'm surrounding myself with happiness. I'm filling my life, every crack and crevice, every nook and cranny, every surface that is me and undersurface and beingness. I am saturating myself with happiness to such a degree that I don't know anything else exists. And indeed, for me, nothing else does exist except happiness. This is how I live my life. This is how I think my thought. This is who I am. And wow, what a great M that is. Yes, happiness is all that I am, and I am happy. Wow, what a wonderful way to live. What a wonderful way to be. What a wonderful thought to think. And the absolute philosopher that I am thinks those thoughts all the time, every day, in every way. Happy, happy, happy. Yes. Think about it. That can be you right now, too. And as far as I know, that is you right now. Because I create you in my world happy, and I create you in my world loving, and I create you in my world the most beautiful, fulfilled expression of all good, because you, my beloved, are a reflection of me. Think these thoughts with me and join me and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're the greatest in the universe because I love you.